if they were pressed today, then it's my opportunity today to say, this is, I don't accept these charges, or I'm pleading not guilty. I'm going to now find a lawyer and take you up on your game. So I don't think we're even at the stage yet of, so no charges have been pressed yet. I guess this is where we're at.
They just ask you to serve community service.
Not even. It's a voluntary thing. With maybe a potential threat. I don't know the percentage of likelihood. It sounded like maybe 20%. If we don't do the voluntary program, then the charges will be pressed. But, I mean, they've got crack dealer people, lots of other shit going on. I don't know if they'll bring this back.
I'll record you and then I'll probably look up the law and see what the law is. I mean, why exactly were you all watching the arrest taking place?
Say that again.
I'm trying to ask him what's going on. Why were you watching the arrest take place?
Do you want that answer now?
Yeah, I'm just trying to find out what's going on before.
We were standing outside on the corner of Race and University, and we were chatting, and we saw someone get pulled over, and we were just kept chatting, and about 15 minutes later, we looked over, and another squad car pulled up, and there was two officers with bright headlights on this one guy, and we couldn't, it looked like a black fellow, but the lights were so bright, I couldn't tell his color of his skin, and then I was like, oh yeah, he looks like he's dark skinned. Then I said, do you want to go be a witness to see what they're up to? Having researched, even though Gregory Brown wasn't black, there tends to be some abusive use of power in police hands. So I thought maybe the participation of a witness role might diffuse some violence or might be a helpful role for both everyone involved.
So the guy that was actually arrested wasn't black. But you did think the police officers were engaged in racial profiling.
He was. When we got there, there was two black fellows in the car who were being questioned. One of them got a ticket and the other one, no charges pressed.
Were the officers, were they in any way violent or disrespectful? Was the use of headlights?
To us or them?
To the people who are being arrested.
I didn't notice any direct violence towards the folks in the car.
I noticed that the one man was very frightened. He was very obviously frightened. When we came onto the scene, the focus immediately shifted to us, especially what one police officer especially focused all his attention on us and was engaging us and not engaging in the men's semester.
She asked to be searched by a woman, a female officer, and they said, they made some snide comment about, it's nice to have want, huh?
Were you eventually searched by a female officer?
No, I was told, oh, that's nice, so you want that? That's too bad, because there's not a female officer here. Too bad for you, or something like that.
So you were searched by a male officer?
Yes. Yes.
How many times have you given the account of what happened last night?
Not many. We've chatted about it a bunch to see if we can piece together what we remembered.
Would you mind going through it once more?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't mind. You want to help with this?
Sure. I gave a very brief one earlier. Okay. We were chatting outside the building at Racing University. You got all this, right? Decided to be witnesses, walked over.
Okay, I'll take it. I walked up, and as we walked up and approached, there was one fellow standing in front of his car with his hands up and two police officers, and we sort of meandered up, like sniffing it out first slowly, and then when we got maybe within 15 feet, one of the officers said, can I help you? And I responded, I don't know. And then he said, can I help you? And I said, then I gave him a spiel about how I thought the participation of a witness role for this, what looked like a potentially tense situation, might diffuse violence in the future. I said I was concerned about racial profiling and police brutality. He asked me, and then in the middle of that explanation of what do I want, he started to cut me off. And then I realized he didn't really care what I had to say. He just wanted us away from what they were doing. And we wanted to stay in audible range of what was going on. So we were sort of, he would say, go away. You need to get out of here. You don't have a right to be here. And we said, we have rights to be citizens. I mean, we live here. This is where we live. He said, you need to go away again. Eventually, he said, go away or you're going to be arrested. He put me in handcuffs. And then Laura was put in handcuffs, and we were put in the police car and sat there for probably a half an hour while then another officer arrived, and they chatted about for a half an hour outside with each other, interspersed with the original traffic violation people who we went to witness. And then we left with one officer, went to the county jail. We're booked, spent the night in jail. I was in a cell with six other folks. She was in a cell with four other people. And then we were bailed out this morning at 6. And we've been on the phone trying to figure out what to do or how to approach this.
What do you think about the arraignment hearing and what's happened here today?
I would have had different thoughts had I not talked to a lawyer before who said, your charges will most likely won't even be pressed when you get there, and I'm happy to help you sue the police if we can figure out what happened. So she was thinking that we were well within our rights and that they've stepped out and are just sort of sloppy with what they think they can do, and but maybe legitimately also frightened, not knowing what needs to be done, and I'm not sure.
What do you think?
In any case, she was wanting to help us if we wanted to pursue that route.
And what do you think your next step will be?
Laura and I were offered to contact a counselor adult diversion program, where you participate in this course, and if you complete it successfully, then all the charges are erased. If you don't complete the course, then it sounded like a maybe they'll bring the charges back, and then that would be a time where we could say we would refute the charges. So until then, I don't think I'm going to, I haven't thought about doing the program yet, so maybe I'll give it some thought.
Thank you.
Thanks.